Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis. And we are finishing up today B'ezus Hashem Simen Ayin Reish Beis, and we'll Emir Hashem start Reish Ayin Gimel. We're up to the last sif in Ayin Reish Beis. And the Mechaber says, Sif Yud, Birkas Yayin Shel Kiddush. If you're making the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen on the Kiddush, so then Poteris Yayin Shel Besoch Hasud. You don't have to make any additional Bar Priya Gofen in the middle of the meal. Again, to remind people of the halacha, if you have wine during the meal, even though you washed, you're supposed to make a separate bracha on the wine. So here, you might have thought that the Kiddush was before the washing, that shouldn't pater the wine that you're going to drink after the washing. So the Mechaber is telling us that the Kiddush, the Bar Priya Gofen that you made on that Kiddush, will exempt you from having to make any new Bar Priya Gofens during the meal. Likewise, you don't have to make an Al HaGefen, you don't have to make the Bracha Achrona over the Kiddush, assuming you had the Shir of Revius. The Birchas HaMazon Potroso, because eventually you're going to make a Birchas HaMazon on Yisud HaShabbos, and that Birchas HaMazon will also suffice for the Bracha Achrona, for the wine that you had before the Hamotzi. And this is true. Bein Shu'al Kos, Bein She'enal Kos. This is whether you're benching on a cup or not benching on a cup. And then the Ramah adds, V'ayin Le'el Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet Sivav, which the Mishnah Berurah will tell us exactly what the Ramah is referring to. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside, Sivkot Lamed Hei. That the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen on the Kiddush exempts you from having to make any additional Bar Priya Gofens during the Suda. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Kivan Shu B'Mokam HaSuda, since you're obviously having the Kiddush B'Mokam HaSuda, so Tzarech HaSudhu, so then the additional drinking of wine is considered a function, so to say, of the meal. The Kiddush is considered a function of the meal. And the Kiddush was because of the meal, so therefore any other wine that you're having during the Suda is considered as part of the meal that the Kiddush wine exempts. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, however, if you have wine that you have to bring from another place, when you made Kiddush, you didn't think you were going to have any more wine, so then that's considered like nimlach. That's if a person says, I'm only going to have one cup of wine, so then his bracha only goes in that cup of wine. If he then has an additional cup of wine, he has to make a new bar priya gofen, same thing would apply over here. And he says, especially true, that most people don't plan on necessarily having additional cups. But if you do plan on having additional cups, then it's all included for sure, even if it's not present there. And he adds to this in the issue for number 30, that if you definitely did not have in mind to drink anymore, you weren't going to drink anymore, so then it certainly isn't poterit. You'd have to make a new Bar Priya Gofen on any additional wine that's poured out during the meal. But in a place, if normally they do bring out wine, so then, even if you didn't have it specifically in the room and you didn't have it necessarily in mind, it's the default position is that they always bring out wine, so therefore the Bar Priya Gofen of Kiddush exempts any new Bar Priya Gofens that you'd have to make during the meal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav, Shebesol Chasuda, you don't have to make Bracha Bari Pia Birchas Bari Pia Gofen. Vuadin, Sheboteris Yain Shalach Chasuda, called Birchas Mosin. Likewise, if you're having a wine for dessert, so then you also wouldn't have to make a new Bari Pia Gofen on that. Sivkot Lam Zayin, because the Birchas HaMazon Potroso, because the Bori, the benching exempts you from having to make an Al HaGefen, the Kos Shel Kiddush Hu Gam Kein Bechlal Dvarim HaBorim Machmas HaSudas. As we already pointed out, the Kos of Kiddush is coming for the meal, so therefore the benching exempts all the things that are eaten for the meal or during the meal. The issue number 31 brings down, even in a situation, afilu ba'ofen shu kvar yotzi dechavosa, let's say the person made Kiddush on his own, now he's making Kiddush for his family. Even in that situation, it brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Ravaza Zatzal, that that's considered as if it's part of the meal. Even though technically for you, you already heard Kiddush, but since you're making Kiddush for other people, that bracha is considered part of the meal. The issue for number 32 brings down, Ach kiven shenechluku harishonim ha'im kodes kiddush nechsheves kibo machas ha'suda. There is a machlokus on this. Is this really true? We paskin over here that we do count it as part of the suda, but there are those that say that it's not part of the suda. So therefore, he brings down from the bir halacha in simen kuf ayin dale. There are those that suggest that you not drink more than a malo lugbov, and therefore you won't obligate yourself in an al hagefen, and then certainly the benching will pater any additional wine that you drink during the meal. And according to the opinions that say that you're chayev a bracha achrona even for drinking a malo lugmov, or even less, so then you should have in mind specifically when you're benching that the benching should exempt you from making the al hagefet, and that would work at least b'dieved for sure. He then has a whole interesting discussion. Does this only work for wine? Because wine is mesameach v'soed, as we pointed out in previous discussions yesterday and in other shiurim. But for grape juice, this might not apply. And he brings down various poskim, including Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Ozer Zatzal, who would suggest that the benching doesn't pater you having grape juice for Kiddush, and you should make a separate al hagefen on the grape juice. However, he does bring down Rav Nissan Karlitz Shlita, who says Shemitzah Novim Dino Kiyain L'Chol Dover, that the grape juice has the exact same halachic status as wine in all regards, and therefore the benching would exempt it. A suggestion that's brought down for this is therefore have a little grape juice during the meal as well, and then certainly the benching will be able to exempt the grape juice that you have during the meal, and Mistama can exempt the grape juice that you had for Kiddush as well. And ideally, one should specifically state in their benching that they're exempting the bracha achrona on the grape juice of Kiddush as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Ches, the Ramah told us to look in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu Dishamavar, over there we were taught, Dafilu Loher Lo Yayin Kla Besocha Mazon, even if you didn't have any wine other than the Kiddush wine, Gam Kim Poter Abiachas Mazon Lakosho Kiddush. We passing over there, the Ramah said that the benching will pater the wine that you had for Kiddush, even if you didn't have any other wine. That concludes the beautiful Siman Ayin Reish Beis, and now we start Reish Ayin Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Kiddush b'makom Suda, that your Kiddush has to be in the place where you're having the Suda. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, Ein Kiddush ela b'makom Suda. He tells us the basic din, that Kiddush always must be in the place where you're having the Suda. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph explains why. Dirsiv, the Karoso la Shabbos Oneg, you have to call the Shabbos Oneg, which means b'makom Oneg, in the place where you're having Oneg, i.e. the Suda, Shehu Asuda, Shom Tehei HaKriya Shel Kiddush. That's where the Kiddush has to be. The issue foot number one says that most hold that this is an asmachta because Kiddush b'makom Suda is rak midrabon. However, the Bir Halacha brings down the opinion of the Rosh, shekiddush b'makom Suda hu midaraisa. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he writes, ubevayis echod mipino lepino, in one house going from one corner to the other, so you make Kiddush in this corner, now you're eating in that corner, choshev makom echod, that is considered the same place, and that's called Kiddush b'makom Suda. Shem Kiddush lechol b'pina zu, if you ate over here with the intention to eat in this corner, v'nidlach lechol b'pina acheres, then you change your mind for whatever the reason, it's drafty over here, and you moved your table, you moved your chair, and you're eating in the other corner, afilu hutraklin gadol, even it's a very, very big auditorium, a very, very big Suda room, a big cafeteria, eino tzarech lachzor l'kaddish, your original Kiddush still works as Kiddush b'makom Suda. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis explains, the kol shekein im kiddush al das lechol b'pino acheres d'shar b'domin. Certainly, if you had in mind when you're making kiddush that you're going to eat in another place, in a different corner, that certainly works. He brings this down from the Beis Yosef and other achronim. Sif Katan Gimel, if he changes his mind, u'mikol makom lechatchila tov shelo losur mimakom shekiddush. Well, b'di'evit, if you change your mind and it's in the same room, even if it's a big room, you're okay. L'chatchila, one should not do this. Doha yesh machmirim gam b'mipino l'pino. And this he brings down in Oz Gimel L'Shar Tzion is the opinion of the Ran, that even changing from one corner to the other corner, one should be machmir and would have to make Kiddush again in the new place. Im lo shahaya daito, unless he had in mind specifically the Eisha Kiddush, when he made Kiddush in this corner, lecho b'pino acheres, to eat in another corner, then even the Ran, Oz Mistabra, the Ein Lahachmir is there, then you don't have to be Machmir. Even the Ran would say that that Kiddush was satisfactory for the Suda being in another corner because you had it specifically in mind. Dishu footnote number two brings down an important diuk in the halacha over here. He says, "Le'inyan chiyuv bracha kishashino makomo b'yemtza chila." The dinim that we learned previously in Kufayin Ches, when you're changing places, going from one room to another, do you have to make a new bracha? So he says, there, when you're going even from the house to the attic, im hashinu yutachas koras gag achas, if you're all under the same roof, that's not considered a significant shinui that you have to make a new bracha. Even though you hadn't planned on going from this room to that room, if it's under the same roof, then you're okay not having to make a new bracha. But the Maharam Chalava brings down sheish lechalek ben din kiddush b'makom suda l'din shinu makom l'inyan chiyav bracha. Then you have to make a difference over here between the concept of kiddush b'makom suda, which is different than a bracha in one place. Now you don't have to make a bracha when you go to another place if it's under the same roof. In regards to Kiddush b'makom Suda, tsarich makom Suda mamish, it has to be in the place of the actual Suda. U'makom anochas apas, nechshav makom Suda, and where the bread is, that's called makom Suda. And therefore, afilu mipino lepino yesh machmir, and that's why the Ran was machmir from one corner to the other corner, because that's not where your bread was. However, in your chiyuv bracha, we're much more mekel. Toli adava biakira me'amakom rishon. That's called that you uprooted your first place. Now you're in a new place. You have to make a new bracha. V'koshel o'akam imkomo. If you didn't uproot your place, you only went from pina lepina, or even from one cheder to the aliyah. Ein zenechshav shinu makom l'inyan bracha. That's not called a change of place. It requires a new bracha. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalet. He says, if you're going to Bepino Acheres, that would be acceptable. It's called Kiddush B'makom Suda. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avolam Nimlach Lecho B'cheder Acher, but in another room, Afshu Bosabais, even though it's under the same roof, another room in that same house, Tzorich Lach, Tzorich Lekadish. You're not called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And you'd have to make Kiddush again in the new place. Kivin Shaloya Daitol is their base Shekiddush, because you didn't have it in mind. Implication, obviously, if you had in mind to go eat in the other room, so even though you make Kiddush over here, so you're eating in the other room, you had in mind, so that's called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds a very pertinent din. I'm dictating this during the time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. It gives me a chance to wish everybody a Gemar Tov and a good Gebench Jar. And now he tells us Halach of Sukkah. Umibayis l'sukkah, the Ramah says, if you're going from your house to the Sukkah, Choshev k'mipina l'pina. He brings us down the name of the Mordechai, that's considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda, even though you make Kiddush in your house, and now you're going to the Sukkah, or vice versa, you don't have to redo the Kiddush, that's called mipina l'pina. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Hey, Kigon, for example, Sheyardu Geshamim v'Kiddush B'Bayis. It was pouring, so you made Kiddush in the house. V'yachakach poskua Geshamim. And now it stopped raining, and you want to go eat in the Sukkah. Rotz Alecho B'Sukkah. Or vice versa. You started making Kiddush in the Sukkah, and then it started pouring. So you go into your house. Shekiddush B'Sukkah v'yardu Geshamim v'rotz Alecho B'Bayis. So in this situation, B'chol zeh ein tzorech l'kaddisheni. So you don't have to make a new Kiddush. It's called Kiddush B'Makom Suda, even though in the first case you made Kiddush in the house and now you're going to the Sukkah to eat. In the second case, you made Kiddush in the Sukkah and now you're going into the house to eat. That is called Mipina L'Pina. However, we have to qualify this, the Mishnah Berurah says. This is talking about where a person has a retractable roof, and his dining room has a retractable roof on it, and he's eating in the dining room, and then it starts to pour. So he goes to his living room, and he eats over there. Shehusar Yetzia. The roof was taken away. It's a retractable roof. The Ein Shom Hefsek Mechitz Acheres Rak Mechitza Sasukkah. And there is no separate wall separating the sukkah from the house from the sukkah. It's all under the same walls of your dining room, let's say, except in the middle you have the retractable roof. So now you're moving, instead of being under the middle, you're moving to a corner. And that's called Mipina Lapina. Valkain Svirulay, the Kivan Shein Mechitza Sasukkah Asuya Lesashmish, Elishemitza Sukkah. So the sukkah, so to say, is over here functional as a sukkah, but it's not a separate part of your house. Choshev k'mipina l'pina below mechitza. It's therefore considered going mipina l'pina. So that's when you have a retractable roof. The kaimelon dafilo lo haisa daito mitchila l'kach. Even though you wouldn't intend, you didn't think it was going to start raining, so you made kiddush in the sukkah. Now it's starting to pour, so you go to the other part of the living room where you're not underneath the rain open roof, or vice versa. It was pouring at the beginning, so you didn't sit under the open area, and now it stopped raining, so you sit under the open area. So ain't tzorich l'kaddish in this situation shenis. However, in the more common situation, I would dare say, avol ha-masukah asuya michutz l'bayis, where the sukkah is outside your house, shemechitzos ha-bayis mafsikos, the walls of your house separate you from the sukkah, heavy leikim mecheder l'cheder. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in this situation, it's not going mipina l'pina, but it's mecheder l'cheder, which would require a new kiddush, as we just said. The kishain daito mitchila, unless you specifically had in mind that this kiddush here now in my house is going to be functional for the kiddush that I'm going to make in the sukkah, or vice versa, then tzorech l'kaddishinis. Unless you had this in mind, you would have to go make a new kiddush. Unless, also, in Lo Shiroes Mekom Rishon, if you're still within sight of the first place, Uki L'Kamen, as we'll learn momentarily, so then that would also exempt you from having to make a new Kiddush if you can see it, even though you didn't have it in mind. Zehu Beir Divrei Ramah. This is the explanation of the Ramah over here. Levi Mashi Beir Ramogin of Ram, according to the opinion of the Mogin of Ram. However, the Mishnah says, "Umimnei sheyesh poskim achokim al kozeh." There are those that disagree with this. Ukemoshu biyarti bebir halacha, as I have explained in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, in the Dibra Maskel Mebayis L'Sukkah, he says that the Elyar Rabba, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, the Maimon Mordechai all disagree with this Ramah, who's Mekel over here Mebayis L'Sukkah, and they in fact hold that Sukkah, kiven shiasuya mechitza b'fnei atzma, has its own mechitzas, chashiva k'mecheder l'cheder. They hold it is a separate cheder, even if it's a retractable roof. And therefore, they hold, unless you specifically had in mind that you're going to make the kiddush over here and the makom suda will be over there, that you have to make a new kiddush. So therefore, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, al kein tov kishirotz lakar achar kiddush es diros l'suda. Therefore, if you're going to uproot, so to say, your kiddush and the place of your meal, shiyishta mitchila revius yayin b'mokom hu, better to drink at least the revius wine in that place, and at least b'diyev adars choshev ayideseh b'mokom suda. So the kiddush was b'mokom suda of the revius of wine. Ud kilikamen, as we'll also learn, that that's acceptable b'diyev. Ud kuliyami in tzorach shul l'kadishenis. And then in that situation, you wouldn't have to make kiddush again. By the way, the Chavetz Chaim continues in that Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Mebayis L'Sukkah. He brings down the Dogma Revava and the Tosefta Shabbos, who give a Yishuv to this Kush over here, and that can be found in Dirshu Foot number 8, Ayin Shom. Finally, he brings down also the Derech HaChaim, brings down Ladina, the words of the Levush, who is even more Mako than the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And he says, according to the Levush, Afilu kesha sukkah asu yechutz labayis, even if the sukkah is outside your house, shemechitzas habayis mafsekes b'neim, and the walls of the house separate you from the sukkah, ain't tzarech lachzor l'kadish. You don't have to make kiddush over there again. Afilu lo haysadayit olazemetchila, even if you didn't have in mind, because the mistamuk, even the derech ulikonis l'sukkah, shiposek l'sham, since the default position is, as soon as it starts raining, you go to the sukkah, therefore, even though you didn't specify that I'm going to eat my meal in the sukkah, it's as if you did. And he says, "V'im asukah asuyi b'chotzer dehav legamri b'yisacher." And if it's in your courtyard, so it's totally a separate house, mukach miderech hachayim sham shesvirulei deba'inon gamkin sheyira me'abayis mokum asukah. You should at least be able to see it, and then it wouldn't be considered that you have to make a separate kiddush. And there's also mukach from the Prima Gadim, and he brings down, however, from all the other achronim that they did not hold from this levush ladina, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim concludes, "Al kein tov la'afuki nafshe midisveka." Get yourself out of any suffolk over here. V'lasos kamoshe kosafti mishnah. And do what he said in the Mishnah Berurah, which is to have at least a revius of wine in that place, and then you were yotzei kiddush b'makom sudo without getting into any potential problems. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber now brings down the Yesh Omrim. This is brought down in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Sar Shalom, and the Magid, in the name of the Gaonim. And he brings down Shekol Shiro Makomu. As long as you can see the place, Afil mi bayis lechotzer, even from your house to outside, ein tzorach lachzor lekadish. You don't have to go and make a new kiddush as long as you can see the place. It is considered kiddush b'makom suda. The words of Cotton Vav explains, shkiven shochel b'makom asuda liros es hamakom shekiddush. From the place that you're eating the meal, you can see the place that you make kiddush. Afilu derech halon, even if it's through a window. Afilu rak mitzas mekomo, even if it's only a little bit of the place that you can see. Chashiv akol k'makom echad, that's considered one place. The issue for number 6 and number 7 bring down exactly how you define seeing a little bit of the place and what is considered seeing, if there's a door in the way or not. Ayin shum for these details. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says, V'hu adem mibayis labayis. It's not only from your house to the chotzer, it's even from one house to another house. Im roa makomo, if you can see the place where you made kiddush, the ain shvil hayochid hakavua bimos hacham bimos hagishom masik b'neim, and there's no physical interruption over here that would consider it a separate entity, then you could rely upon this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ein lismoch al dasa yeshom razeh." One should not rely upon this lenient opinion over here. However, rak le'inyan di'evid b'shasetrak, only under the most extenuating circumstances. And that would be, shelo yochol l'sol b'makom ha'kiddush, for whatever the reason, you physically cannot eat in the place where you make kiddush, and that's why you're allowed to rely upon this. Avo b'lav hochi, if you could eat there, yizom o shelo l'hokom b'bayis l'bayis ayderiyas ha'makom, one shouldn't take advantage of this kula, where you can see from your house to the other house where you made kiddush, ki yesh achronim shemachmirim afilu b'di'evit, because there are achronim that say this is not good even b'di'evit. Now he brings down the Shaar Tzion Oschess, that this is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim, da afilu b'di'evit ein lohaka ayidei riyas mokom mibayis labayis, unless in lo shoy so daito lezemet chila, but if you had in mind originally, then it does work. And the reason why that works, he says, is because you be mitzarev this to the opinion of the Reis and Gaon that's brought down in the Ayurabba. The Shitasuhi, that opinion is afilu mibayis Lebayis mahanidato. Even if you had in mind from one house to another house, as long as you had in mind, that would be fine. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Mikomokom nira de b'di'evid b'mnei chashash baruch levatol yesh lochol shadasa yeshomim shalu lachzor lekadish. Since bottom line is, after the fact, we'd be concerned about a baruch levatol, you shouldn't make a new kiddush over there unless you definitely did not have in mind originally. Because in that situation, you certainly have to make a new kiddush. But if you did have in mind, so then you can rely upon this mekilim in the sense that you were yotzei, and therefore would be at a brachal of atollah to make another kiddush over there. Finally, the Chabad brings down one last v'yesh omrim. This is in the name of the Torah, in the name of the Rebbeinu Nisim. Shem kiddush b'mokum echod al das lechol b'mokum achor. If you had in mind when you're making kiddush, you're going to need another place. Shapar dami, as we've already pointed out, this opinion before, that works fine. And ayin le'el reish simen kufayin chesu, this was discussed as well in terms of brachos. But this is v'hu shiyu shnei makomus v'vayis echod. That's when it's in the same house. Yom cheder l'cheder, migro li'ara, going from one room to another room, or from the top floor to the bottom floor, and the Ramah Paskins v'chein ikr. This is the halacha. Mr. Buris of Kotan Ches says, Vayis Echad means tachas gag echad, underneath the same roof, afal pishein o roh makom, even though you can't see the other place, but it's under one roof. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschil v'chein ikr in the Bir Halacha says, even though the Ramah Paskins v'chein ikr, you can rely upon this if you had in mind, mikom makom l'chatchila lo yasa kein el b'makom tach. You shouldn't do this unless it's under extenuating circumstances, because the Magen Avraham in Sivkat and Aleph was machmen l'chatchila afilu mimpina l'pina. You shouldn't even do this from one corner to another corner. There is this machmer opinion. And even though we said over there, ain lahachmer b'zeh, you don't have to be machmer for that. Nevertheless, lechatchila, one shouldn't go against this opinion. And certainly, mecheder lecheder, bevadi nochon lechosh lechatchila ledas aran shemachmer b'zeh, as we brought down. That concludes today's shir.